Good afternoon. Snow will gradually wind down from west to east across the region as we move along through the afternoon. There could still be a few moderate bursts of snow here and there, especially across the higher terrain, but on average, most places another 1 to 2 inches, with some spots seeing as much as 3 inches by the end of the day as the low pressure center shears off to the south and then off the eastern seaboard. It will intensify off the East Coast, but too late for most of interior New York and New England to see any substantial snowfall, the exceptions being easternmost New England. Temperatures today will hang around the 20-degree mark for a while before sliding back through the teens this evening. Overnight, we'll continue our drying trend, perhaps a few areas of freezing drizzle overnight, with lows back into the lower to mid-teens. This will set us up for a dry day tomorrow. We'll even get some sunshine mixed in with the cloud cover, and temperatures will not be nearly as cold as recent days, with highs reaching into the lower 30s. High pressure will be in control, keeping it dry through Wednesday, and it will be a bit cooler on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-20s. We'll also have some sunshine on Wednesday in the morning, giving way to increasing clouds ahead of the next disturbance. It'll be another Alberta Clipper, which will arrive late Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday with another round of light snow likely. Again, this will be a modest snowfall right now, the way it looks, with highs reaching the lower to mid-20s. The big story will be behind this Clipper, as more Arctic air will pour into the region during the day on Friday. Clouds will eventually give way to cold sunshine, and a brisk northwest wind flow will develop, and highs will only be in the lower teens, with wind chills staying below zero. In fact, actual temperatures will stay below zero for a long time on Saturday, and only make it toward 10 above in the afternoon with scattered snow showers. It'll be windy and bitter cold on Sunday, with highs staying between zero and 10 above, with a gusty northwest breeze. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the storm that is affecting us here in interior New York and New England intensifies off the coast, the snow will pick up across eastern New England later today and tonight. Storm totals for coastal New England, including Boston, will be between 12 and 16 inches by tomorrow morning. Southward along the coast, freezing rain will be an issue from eastern Pennsylvania across New Jersey and New York City and most of Long Island. A light glaze of ice in these locations will impact travel. Meanwhile, in the northern plains, another clipper is sliding through with more snow and freezing rain. Freezing rain advisories are in effect for the western half of North Dakota. And flood watches and warnings remain in effect for parts of the northwestern United States. Additional rainfall will only compound problems that began this weekend, as saturated grounds cannot hold much more rainfall and more steady rain is expected. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Terrell County, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Holton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the mid-20s, Boston snow, heavy at times, 4 to 8 inches today in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high, 57, back in 1925, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m., 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow today with highs in the upper teens. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light but steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending this evening, then some freezing drizzle overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light but steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending this evening, then some freezing drizzle overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, light snow today with highs reaching the lower 20s. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight, with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, not nearly as cold, in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the mid-20s. Light snow likely Thursday in the mid-20s. Turning much colder Friday, becoming windy with increasing sunshine, highs only in the lower teens. Near 10 above with snow showers on Saturday, and windy and bitter cold on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs barely above zero. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.